Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
9:42 in the Lehigh Valley, and the Iron Pigs have defeated the Gwinnett Braves tonight by a final score of 8-2. And what a game it was. These are some incredible highlights I have for you tonight. You're listening to the post-game show. This is the Happy Recap for July the 26th, 2017. Sam Mines with you in the studio. And if you think you've seen it all before, well, you certainly haven't seen this. I don't know of any other inside the park grand slams, and there certainly have never been one before for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs until tonight. J.P. Crawford breaks a 1-1 tie in the bottom of the fifth inning with a grand slam inside the park home run. What else can you say? That describes it all right there. An inside the park grand slam. Pretty darn cool. We're going to hear that and much more of the highlights of the Iron Pigs 8-2 victory over the Gwinnett Braves as the Pigs get back to 24 games over 500, matching their high watermark of the season. Tomorrow, they have a chance to not only take the series from the G-Braves, but get to 25 games over 500 for the first time this year. So exciting times for the Pigs, but perhaps none more exciting than tonight with what J.P. Crawford did at the plate. But we will get to that. In the meantime, let us start at the very beginning, the top of the first. And Mark Leiter was fantastic tonight. Now, he was fantastic his last time out as well. It's just tough to beat a pitcher like Ryan Yarbrough, who's just completely in the zone on a night where he tossed 13 strikeouts. Well, tonight, Mark Leiter Jr. continued to be dominant and to pitch incredibly well against the Gwinnett Braves. 1-2-3 top of the first inning. A flyout of Ozzy Albies, a lineout of Ronald Acuna, and Jace Peterson grounded out to third base. Pedro Florimon to end the top of the first. In the bottom of the first, after back-to-back strikeouts from Kingery and Crawford, Chris Medlin looked like he was getting himself off to a good start. But then, Matt Provins prophesized a Rhys Hoskins solo home run.
Beginning to trend in the right direction. He'll kick and deliver, swung on and launched in the air, left field deep. Back goes Acuna at the track, at the wall, forget about it, it's out of here! An International League leading 24th home run of the year, a Rhys P sent to the bullpen, and it's 1-0 Lehigh Valley.
Iron Pigs off to a very quick start in this one, and it looked for all the while like this might be all that Mark Leiter Jr. would need to keep the Pigs winning in this one. In the top of the second inning, he got a little bit of help from his defense, though. After he walked Lane Adams and Rio Ruiz singled, he struck out Dustin Peterson, and with Carlos Franco at the plate, Lane Adams and Rio Ruiz decided to take matters into their own hands, but out Jorge Alfaro, well, he's got better hands than both of them.
Had 11 home runs down as a biscuit. Runners go on the pitch. It is taken away. Throw to third. He's got him! In time, Alfaro guns down Adams.
A huge caught stealing. A great throw by Jorge Alfaro because Mark Leiter Jr. got Carlos Franco to ground out to the catcher immediately after that, which would be Jorge Alfaro. So Alfaro finishing off that inning neatly for Mark Leiter Jr. and keeping the Piggies in it. In the bottom of the second inning, or keeping him in it, kept him in the lead. Pedro Florimon led off with a single. Mark Leiter sacked him over to second. Kingery would ground out to second base, moving him over to third. But J.P. Crawford would fly out to end the third inning. Top of the fourth, another 1-2-3 for Mark Leiter Jr. Acuna ground out to Florimon. A backwards K for Jace Peterson and a forwards K for Lane Adams. In the bottom of the fourth inning, a Rhys Hoskins pop-up, a Dylan Cousins ground out, and a Jorge Alfaro flyout. This game was really flying along for a while. Moving on to the top of the fifth, however, the Gwinnett Braves would tie this one back up. After Rio Ruiz grounded out to Rhys Hoskins and Dustin Peterson grounded out to Scott Kingery, Carlos Franco finally put the G-Braves on the board.
Pitcher is swung on, driven in the air, out to right center field deep. Going back is Stassi, looking up, forget about it, it's out of here. By the Wawa Coffee Cup out there over the right center field wall for Carlos Franco.
And Franco made it 1-1. but Mark Leiter Jr. would get out of the top fifth, otherwise fine, by getting David Freitas to ground out to Pedro Florimón. And then the pigs set off the fireworks in the bottom of the fifth inning. The inning began with a Brock Stassi walk. Andrew Pollin then doubled, putting second and third and nobody out. Florimón then hit a short fly ball, not long enough to score a runner. Mark Leiter then hit into a fielder's choice. That erased Brock Stassi, who tried to take home on the play. So first and second and two out, and it looked like the pigs were going to squander a very good opportunity. But then Scott Kingery, with two strikes, was hit by a pitch, and that brought J.P. Crawford to the plate for the turning point of the game and possibly one of the highlights of the year.
Pulling on third, Leiter on second, Kingery on first. It swung on and drilled in the air, center field deep. Adams is back at the track. That ball is off the wall. Start the merry-go-round, in for extra bases. Pullen scored. Leiter has scored. Kingery has scored. Here comes Crawford. Throw to the plate. We'll get him. He's safe. He slid under the tag. You've got to be kidding me. An inside the park grand slam for J.P. Crawford. And the throw beat him by a mile, and somehow he slid in.
The grand slide. J.P. Crawford, an inside-the-park grand slam to give the Pigs a 5-1 lead. And if you haven't yet seen the video, check it out. The highlight is fantastic. You can see it on the Iron Pigs official Twitter. The ball beat Crawford by a mile. But Crawford didn't just give up and get tagged, thinking he had the job done, getting three runs in. No, Crawford slid underneath the tag and put an exclamation point at the end of inside the park grand slam. I mean, you're going to see a lot of things being in baseball and watching baseball for a long time, but you may not see another inside the park grand slam for a long time to come, especially not one where there wasn't even an errant play. It's not like the ball was kicked by the outfielder. It's not like he got up and overthrew somebody. The ball simply hit the right spot of the wall, bounced away from the outfielder. Crawford can fly, and he was smart enough to beat a tag. It was an unbelievable play, an unbelievable grand slam inside the park, J.P. Crawford. And the call was fantastic. It was a great call by Matt Provins. Really delivered the action. You could feel it. And watching the video as well, synced up with the call, it's fantastic. The whole thing is absolutely incredible. Some more of that 10th anniversary Iron Pigs magic. J.P. Crawford, an inside the park grand slam. Now, if this was down in Durham, I think Matt Provins would have been knocking on the door of Baseball America, getting them to watch that, as he should. But Crawford, man, has this guy ever made a fantastic, fantastic turnaround since he struggled early on? He has gotten himself very much comfortable in AAA with the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs and is playing fantastic baseball. And this, well, this might just be the cherry on the top. It doesn't matter how many times you say it, it still sounds incredible to say that J.P. Crawford hit an inside-the-park grand slam. Now, an inside-the-park home run is crazy enough. To get around all the bases with the ball having not left the yard is crazy. But when you factor in three other guys running ahead of you, the severity of the situation, bases loaded, two out. Chris Medlin had been pitching pretty well up until that point. And the fact that it looked like for all the world the Pigs might squander this really good opportunity. But no, J.P. Crawford, who in his previous at-bat in the third inning smoked a line drive, just got under it a little bit. This time around, he just hit it into a better spot. It bounced into the right area, and J.P. Crawford has himself an inside-the-park grand slam. That's how you know things are going well for the Iron Pigs and for J.P. Crawford. Now, the Pigs would not get anything more in that inning, as Rhys Hoskins would hit a routine ground ball out to third base to end the bottom of the fifth. In the top of the sixth inning, another 1-2-3. Medlin grounded out to Rhys Hoskins Ozzy Albies struck out swinging, and Ronald Acuna popped up. Bottom of the sixth inning, Dylan Cousins would single and steal second base, but Jorge Alfaro flew out, as did Brock Stassi. Andrew Pullen popped up. Top of the seventh inning, yet another 1-2-3 inning for Pigs pitching. Jace Peterson grounded out to Kingery, Lane Adams to J.P. Crawford, and Rio Ruiz struck out swinging. And then in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Pigs would put more runs on the board. It would begin with a backwards K to Pedro Florimon, but Hairless Rodriguez pinch hitting would single. Then Scott Kingery would extend his hit streak to 12 with a single. J.P. Crawford then walked, loading the bases for Reese Hoskins.
They're loaded. Only one out. Here's the 0-1. And the pitch is swung out and ripped to left field. If it's fair, it's going to be trouble. It's a fair ball. It bangs up against the left field wall. Rodriguez and Kingery have scored as Crawford is held at third on the two-run double from Hoskins. It's now 7-1 Pigs.
RBIs number 77 and 78 for Reese Hoskins. 78 RBIs for Reese Hoskins on that two-run double. No, not 78 RBI on the two-run double. Two more to get him to 78. Of course, 78 would be pretty much impossible to do, although maybe not with J.P. Crawford up with 78 guys on base. He could probably bring them all in on an inside-the-park grand slam. But no, Reese Hoskins gets two, extends his RBI streak to 78, and gets the Pigs a six-run lead. Well, the Pigs weren't done there, because after a Dylan Cousins walk, Jorge Alfaro would bring another one across on a sac fly.
And the pitch here swung on, ripped right center field, pretty deep. Peterson, though, is there, and he'll have room to make the play in front of the track. This will tag and score a run, though, as the Pigs extend their lead to 8-1 on the sac fly.
Alfaro, sac fly, 8-1 Pigs. Brock Stassi struck out swinging to end the bottom of the seventh inning. We move on to the top of the eighth. The Braves would notch one back. Dustin Peterson walked. Carlos Franco struck out, but David Freitas would reach on an E6. Chris Medlin would pop up. Now the E6 put Dustin Peterson on third base. So there was runners at corners for Sean Casmar. Casmar would pop up, but Dustin Peterson would come around to score on a wild pitch.
There goes Freitas. The 3-2 is in the dirt. It gets away from Alfaro, and that'll allow a run to score. So it's an unearned run because of the earlier error, but Peterson does play, and it's now an 8-2 game.
8-2, but really no harm, no foul. Following that, Ozzy Albies walked, but Ronald Acuna flew out, and that ended the top of the eighth inning. In the bottom of the eighth, the Pigs went 1-2-3. We head to the top of the ninth. Jace Peterson singled, but Lane Adams flew out. Rio Ruiz, who is being pinch hit for Xavier Avery as part of a double switch earlier on. And then, with one out to go, Colton Murray shut down the game.
Pigs need a strike to get the victory. They lead 8-2 in the ninth. Murray deals. He struck him out looking. Ball game over. Pigs fly. Pigs fly. Pigs fly to an 8-2 victory tonight that featured the first ever inside the park grand slam in Iron Pigs history. And it belongs to J.P. Crawford.
Not a bad thing to say if you're J.P. Crawford that you own the first ever Inside the Park Grand Slam for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, and it would propel them to an 8-2 victory over the Gwinnett Braves. The Pigs fly to their 64th victory of the year, getting back to that 24 games over 500 mark at 64-40. The Gwinnett Braves fall to 50-52. For the Iron Pigs, 8 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. For the Gwinnett Braves, 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. The G-Braves were 0-4 with runners in scoring position, leaving 4 on base. The Pigs were 2-8. They left 4 on base as well. Chris Medlin gets the loss. He's now 1-3 in 6 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 8 runs, all earned, 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. And Reiner Cruz went 1 2/3 innings, giving up 1 hit, 1 strikeout, and 1 walk. Mark Leiter gets the win. He's now 2-1, 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned, 4 strikeouts. A fantastic performance from Mark Leiter. would be the story of the game if not for what J.P. Crawford did with the Grand Slam. Now, Justin Therrien went two innings. He gave up one run, walked two, and struck out two. And Colton Murray went an inning, giving up a hit and striking out two to finish off the game. Time of the game and efficient, 2 hours and 29 minutes, in front of 8,076 history witnessers at Coca-Cola Park. Oh, and by the way, happy birthday to Fifi and Ferris. How about an Inside the Park Grand Slam as a present? Not too shabby. Once again, the Pigs fly to an 8-2 victory over the Gwinnett Braves, thanks to an Inside the Park Grand Slam by J.P. Crawford.